Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
I just believe that winning fixes everything. And if I can do more implants, it wins. You know, I win, the production wins, the patients win, everybody wins.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Welcome to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and I'm joined by our somewhat amazing co-host, Ms. Meredith Cooper-Jones. Listen, this week I want to talk to you about, is your implant business leaking oil? And the reason I bring this up is because when we were randomly looking at some numbers and doing some exercises at our mastermind program this past week, I discovered something going on in one of the attendees' practices, and it was a very enlightening and open conversation, and I want to share that with you briefly today in this quick episode. But before we get into the episode, let me turn it over to Meredith, and hopefully she can give you a review and extract some money out of you by getting you to come to one of our classes.
Yeah, well, for today's episode, you know, we're going to talk about implants and tooth replacement therapy. So if you're looking to get into implants, I have one spot left for our October Digital Implant Continuum, which may fill after today. But if that's still available, then I would love for you to reach out if you're looking to start implants in your practice. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But we also have openings now available for 2024. This is February, April, June, October, August. So I think 2024 will be a lot of people's year to start some implants.
Yeah.
And before we get into today's episode, I do have a review. So if you haven't left us a review on
Apple
Podcasts, this is a Google review for 3D Dentist. We'd appreciate that as well. T-Bone, Sully, Mayer, and the entire 3D Dentist family changed my life. The skills I've learned in this group have taken my practice from good to great. And I'm just getting started. Refreshing, rewarding, inspiring, down to earth, genius, insightful, empowering, engaging. A few words to describe the vibe. Wow.
Did this person just get a thesaurus out and start listing words?
This community is what it looks like to take the dental world and involve it a step or two or 20. There's no limit to what you can learn here. Humbled and grateful to have found the best mentors and friends. Thank you, Dr.
Ryan. I love that. That's awesome.
Well, that's so great. Is the podcast done now?
No.
But let's get into today's episode. Yeah. Let's talk about what you found.
Yeah. So one of the things I always believe is you got to know the score. You got to look at the numbers. And it's got to be more than production and collections, unless that's all you're focused on.
I think that's what people look at is less procedural, less blocking, less availability. And like, notice how many new patients you have. Well, we can't have any more than what we're blocking, right? Unless we have cancellation. So how are you going to know if you need more or less? Yeah. And so that's a great example kind of what you go into with the implant.
And so one of the things in our basic tracker that we use here at 3D Dentists is a section called clinical diversity. where what I'm looking at is where's your revenue coming from a procedural perspective? What's coming from your, you know, your exams and hygiene? What's coming from your restorative department? What's coming from your endo department? What's coming from care department? What's coming from your implant department, surgical department, and so on and so forth? This gives us insight, especially once I get to know somebody and we know, hey, like, for example, this dentist, Dr. P, is looking to really grow his implant business. He's taking lots of training, doing all of that stuff. But yet his implant department is not growing. So as a good coach, you know, I want to dive into that. What's happening? Do we not have enough patients? Do we have enough patients, but we're not, you know, do we not have a sales process in place for our, you know, for our team members to help our patients want to do more implants? So we, you know, and then we started diving in deeper as part of one of our exercises where we do an inventory of the different procedures that we can do or that we do to determine, A, is it profitable? B, how many blocks we need? You know, just kind of, are you happy with this? Does it help move your practice in the direction that you want? So I wanted to share with you what we noticed in this doctor's numbers. Okay, Dr. X, we'll call him again. Number one, he was doing on average 2 to 3 GBRs where you're doing pre-implant grafting. Because remember, you know, no patient wants to come in and get a bone graft if they don't intend to put an implant in its spot. He was doing 4 to 6 extractions with socket preservation. So these are patients that are preserving the socket. Likely, again, the vast majority of those are going to intend to proceed with implants. But yet, he was only doing 2 to 3 dental implants per month. And that's not even counting for the patients that show up that have abundant bone and have enough bone in there already that you don't even have to do any grafting. So, and then I kind of asked, of these 2 to 3 implants you're doing, how many of those patients you didn't do any grafting on? He goes, yeah, probably 1 to 2 of those. So then it made me realize that 1 to 2 of the, only 1 to 2 of the, you know, 6 or 8 pre-implant graftings that he's doing are growing up to be implants. So that tells me there's something leaking. You know, something's happening in the process where a significant number of patients are choosing not to move forward with the treatment, or a significant number of patients are falling through the cracks. And so those are concerns to me. And so, you know, what I said was we need to dive into that. We need to, you know, use his practice management software and run a report of how many patients have you done a socket preservation on, because there's a code associated with that. Sorry, I don't know it off the top of my head. And then how many of those also got a dental implant? And that's a book of business that you need to be working. And to me, this is a symptom of a couple of things. One, nobody's watching the numbers in a meaningful way. Maybe they're tracking production and collections, and you're doing enough restorative work in everyday general dentistry, and you're quote-unquote busy enough that it takes care of things, but you're missing out on all the opportunities that will really help shape your practice into more happiness. So we're not knowing the score. Number two, we don't have good fundamental processes in place to help ensure that patients are coming back. So for example, what I mean by that is, you know, if you're doing a pre-implant graft, we know the patient intends to put the implant in there. Why are we not selling it all as one package? Hey, we're going to see you 4 times over the next 12 months, and this is what we're going to do, XYZ, you know, and sell it to them as a package and let them choose financing, or let them choose pay as you go and put them on a payment plan within the office if that's what it takes, but sell it to them all at once. You know, and same with the extraction graft. That's what we call tooth replacement therapy. You know, and so those are the things I think are falling through the cracks, or, you know, team members, the clinical team members don't know what to schedule, or the front office team members taking care of it, or the clinical team member has been told you don't schedule in the back, you send everybody to the front, and then the front office doesn't really know what's going off, and maybe there's not a handoff happening. And these are the things that cause us to lose opportunities or fall through the cracks. You know, I just kind of wanted to come on here and talk about it. So I, you know, basically, go ahead.
Yeah. So I was gonna say that was a lot of things, right? Yeah. So as a team member, well, how I would feel is my doctor went to implant training. Yeah. He came back, he starts diagnosing implants. We don't know the workflow.
Right.
We don't know what comes next. I don't know how long, as the treatment coordinator, as an assistant, as the front desk, which I've worked in all of those positions, what comes next? I haven't been taught to present it as tooth replacement therapy, right? So obviously we know, number one, this is not being presented as tooth replacement therapy. There's no way. But two, I don't know when the next appointment comes, right? So the doctor came in, diagnosed the extraction graft, and that's what I presented. So it may have started with not giving the the patient the chance to say yes to the best from the doctor's
diagnosis. Yes, to complete treatment at that point, right. Yeah.
So from the doctor's diagnosis, it may have come from not knowing what the workflow was, the assistant not knowing how to, you know, our assistant's schedule in the back.
Right.
Our hygienist's schedule in the back, not just recalls. They schedule
treatment,
minor treatment. They schedule anything that's been paid for with an FA. So if your clinical team doesn't know how to schedule, or you have someone up front who says, no, only I can schedule, then yes, things
you
are
big
easily.
Big Bertha that controlled the books?
Well, that's a way to put it.
That's what it is.
Then you're going to run into these things. And so as the assistant, when I'm seeing a good time for this is, you know, when I'm seeing the patient for the post-op of the extraction graft. Hey, your next step is going to be this.
We typically
will be able to place your implant in 4 months. So in 3 months, let's get you in for some records. We'll check, make sure everything's healed correctly. We'll get some scans, some photos, and then we'll get you scheduled for your implant placement.
Yeah.
And if you're a doctor who schedules 6-8 months out, go ahead and schedule both those appointments.
Yeah, go ahead and pre-schedule.
You know? And then if the assistants don't know how to do that, then that's where bringing in and having a treatment coordinator, one, to keep everyone, you know, these patients should be in a spreadsheet somewhere. Yeah. These patients, you know, check off their first beginning.
Or a whiteboard, like we keep them on a whiteboard.
Yeah, so where you can see them somewhere, a list that you can see, to making sure you're holding their hand and kind of being their patient advocate and moving them down the line. Yeah. So worst case, best case scenario, the assistant after the treatment coordinator has set them up for everything. However, the assistant typically cannot keep moving them down the line if they're not set up for a full payment plan.
Right.
So that's where the financial menu comes in and really gives us the benefit to be able to pass the patient down the line where the assistant can take over. Otherwise, they have to come back to the treatment coordinator each time to set up financials.
Yeah, so that's a mouthful there.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so I think what as you were talking, I diagnosed the fundamental problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the fundamental problem is Dr. X and many of you and so many of us, we are so focused on learning the clinical skills that we never learn the team training and the implementation skills. And then what happens is the doctor goes alone to a training program. They come back and they try to, you know, just clinically implement the clinical portion of this stuff and doesn't take into account all the stuff that it takes to make these things happen. And that is so endemic in dentistry, is that we just keep taking clinical training. Like getting smarter is going to make you a better business person. It's just not always true. It's not enough, especially today. You know, when you take training, you've got to take your team. And while you're at the training, you've got to say, now, how do we implement this in our practice? What is the plan? Who's going to do what? That's the point of bringing team members. That's why you have dinner time with them. That's why you have break time with them. That's why a good training program builds time in for you and your teammate to sit down and say, now, how are we going to implement this? Yeah. And we see it all the time in our live patient training. The dentists that bring team members to the training go back and they zoom faster. You know, the dentists that don't bring team members, they go back and they struggle because then they go back and they get frustrated because now they're trying to train team members. And the truth is they're not equipped. That's not their strong suit to train team members. Their strong suit is to do the dentistry.
You know, diagnose.
That's what 3D dentist is here to train the team members. That's what we do unbelievably well. And in my opinion, we do it better than anywhere else, is we train the basic fundamental concepts of how to implement this into your practice. And so that's what this is a sign of to me.
I think the TLDR, the too long didn't read,
is that?
Like, you know, you send a long email and then at the end you put like TLDR.
I learned something new today.
This is like the main bullet point is not just know the score, but know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of things people are like, oh yeah, I know my numbers. Oh yeah, I know. But they don't know how they're getting to that number or where it's coming from. And I know, like, your inventory, which we've done a podcast on, but your inventory forecasting, it tells you how many you need to get to that number of each thing. And so the other thing is you may not be blocking procedurally, which may be, you know, the next step of we need to be doing, if we're doing 8 extraction grafts a month, we need 5 implant blocks a month. You know, maybe it's not as many exact because it fluctuates.
Well, but, you know, not everybody's going to move forward with treatment. Right. Some people get something. No, I'm not missing that tooth that badly, right?
But if it's consistently like 8, that's why I said, you know, we need 5 implant blocks because maybe there's no space for them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of different reasoning. Or
we put people off because we tell them, you know, we make one appointment at a time, and then every time they come in, it's 2 months down the road, three months down the road. At some point, patients are like, this is just taking forever.
Yeah. So when you found this and you were able to discuss it with the doctor, what did they think? Did they know why this was happening?
Well, I said the first thing that we need to do is we need to get...
Figure it out.
Real numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to go to Eaglesoft. In his case, Eaglesoft. I think he was using Eaglesoft. Mm-hmm. And we use the Money Finder tool and put in which patients did this, which one did this, book of business. And what I want you to do is immediately assign a team member that their job is to lock themselves in the closet and just call all these patients and research what's happened.
Right.
Which were these patients
read
just said no?
Read their notes before you call them.
Yeah, which of these said no,
yeah.
And then knock them off the list. Okay, reject the treatment plan. And then which of them didn't say no, and then call them. Find out what happened. Did they run out of money?
It's summertime. They're busy.
Did life situation get in the way? Did a water heater break? Did a set of tires break, or pop, or whatever tires do?
Yeah.
What kept them? And then find out, and then work that list. And that's how...
Get that oil changed.
Yeah.
We had an oil leak.
Yeah, we got an oil leak. It's time to get this hole plugged up, that's it. Diving into numbers is fascinating for me. When we dive into numbers, when I dive into numbers with doctors, it is amazing the light bulbs that start going off and they start learning how to be more insightful about things. I get geeked up about it. I'm not like that, but I'm just so just basics. Like how do we win? I just believe that winning fixes everything. And if I can do more implants, it wins. I win, the production wins, the patients win, everybody wins.
People are happy. Everyone is happier, working smarter, not harder.
Yeah. So that's it for this week. If we can help you, you want help going through your numbers, you want to understand how to run your business better, no better program than our 3D Dentist Mastermind program. It is amazing. It has matured over the last 4 or 5 years. I feel like we've got this program dialed in like nothing else in dentistry. And now's the time to get access to me and Sully before the program gets a little bit bigger and, we just have too many people and all those things that happen. And we graduate to more advanced mastermind and VIP mastermind, and we replace ourselves. So look, man, it's the reality of life. I live and breathe and try to do the things that I teach you, and I'm going to try to replace myself at some point in time. So, but not go away. I just want to start working with more and more advanced and VIP type situation so I can, feel more valuable and feel like I'm doing more deeper and committed and connected work. So listen, now's the time. We're already booking into summer 2024. Before you know it, we'll be booking to 2025. And we hate saying no to people. And so let's do it. It's your fault if you miss out and you wait too long. So we'll see you guys next week here on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast.